Okay, your photostats you have simur reshon and ches and reshon and tes. For reasons known only to me, we're going to learn reshon and tes first. If you think they're mystical reasons, they're not. It's just that I erroneously prepared reshon and tes instead of reshon and ches, and since there's no real... It was min ha-shamayim, it had to be. The truth is, Resh and Tes is an exciting simin because the first three sifim deal with a very difficult topic, and there are many tshuvas on the topic, and for some reason there are a lot of pratim in which the achrayim are not in total agreement. Let me tell you what it's about. Sif Aleph, Beis, and Gimel deal with the topic of being mishanem et tzedaka l'tzedaka, of taking money and using it for one tzedakah instead of another. And here, the hashkafa rishayna is that if someone gives money for something, you have to use it for that. And it would seem that there should be no discussion. The hashkafa shniya is the words of a gemara. There's a gemara in Erech and Davav. And the gemara there says... Ha'aymer sela zul tzedaka, ad shaloi boli de gabai rishoy l'shanoisa. L'chom ashi yirtza means to any tzedaka. It doesn't mean for personal use. But it says, ha'aymer sela zul tzedaka, ad shaloi boli de gabai rishoy l'shanoisa l'chom ashi yirtza. So if you learn Gemara without rishaynim, it sounds like as long as you still have the tzedaka money, you could change it from one need to another. However, if you look into Rashi, and come out all the Rishayim, and that's going to be the Mechaber, they take the Gemara out of its, what I would think is its Pashup Shat. Pashup Shat is you could change it to whatever you want. And they say that it means you're allowed to borrow it, L'chom Asher, you're allowed to lend it temporarily as long as it's paid back to the original Tzedakah. Which takes the Gemara out of, I guess, what we would think is its Pashup Shat, and changes it totally. So we're going to deal with this. It means to any person, even to a personal use, a person could lend it as a gemach. So we're going to deal with that here in Sif Aleph. Now just, I want to remind you of a Sif we had earlier, which is also a Gemara. Resh and Vav, Sif Dalid, we had the Mishnah Shkalim, that if you collect money for an ani, and there's extra money, let's say you collect money to make a chasna, there's extra money. So he said, Meiser aniyim la'isay ani. If there's extra money, you have to give it to the person. Meiser meis liyarshav. You collect money to help bury someone, to pay for a levaya or a kever, and this extra goes to that person's yarshim. So there, it's clear you're not allowed to be mishana. So there's the aside to stick a difference. What's the difference between that and our discussions we're going to have today? Why? What do we say? What? Because there was a person. It was the prati that it was given for. That would be either way. Well, there by meiser ani loisay ani meiser meis loisay meis liyarshav. We're talking, you collect it for an individual. It was aimed at an Adam Prati. And the Svara was that a Medagdikin, the people who give Taniyah, are not Medagdik that everything should be spent exactly for a Tzairach that qualifies for Aniyos, but for any Tzairach he has. It's already beyond Gizbar. It's also true. We'll talk about the halachas when it comes to the day gizbar, because you're allowed to be mishana in certain cases. But the point I want to make as sort of a hagdama is that when you collect for someone, for an individual by name, the people who give, they're giving to Pliny, whom they know, who they know of. So there we say moisa ani la ani. Whatever is extra goes to that person, it's to himself. Here we're talking that it's being given in general. To Keren Aniyim or to Taimche Shabbos or any such thing, or to a yeshiva or a kailu. And we're talking now about the permissibility of changing, of being Mishana Moi Tzedakah. So let's learn Sif Aleph. It's a Mechaber Ramah, Well, let's try to go beseder. I'm a seller to litzdaka. I shamer hare olai. Seller litzdaka. If he says lashin neder or lashin nedava, hare zu and hare olai. Which one is lashin neder? Which was lashin nedava? Hare olai is neder. How do you remember that?
I remember it because I do.
Yeah. Okay, Hari Zu is in the Dava, and Hari Eli is in the Dava. There's a corny simon that works for me all the years.
The
oh, you remember it, see that? You heard that simon. There's a simon that Nidava has the word doiv in it, which is a beer. If you want to see a beer, where do you go? You go to the zoo. So Hari Zu is in the Dava. No, it works. And Hari Eli is a... the more you laugh at it, the more you remember it. Anyway, so the Mechaber here is saying it doesn't matter if you say zu or alai. Actually, boli de gabai. Listen to this. Actually, boli de gabai yochel ishanai say. Lashna Gemara. Before it came to gabai, can be mishanit. Zok the Mechaber. Beila lavoise laatzvai. Beila lavoise lechaveirai. Viyifra achar taktav. You could lend it and pay all the monies in its place. Mechainim higdish kelim. What's the chiddush of the Ramah? Bechenim higdish kelim. If he was magdish kelim to tzedaka, yachlo meichron lefnei gimel b'kiyim b'shuma, v'naisin demeim l'tzedaka. The same thing if he was menad of kelim, you could be mishanit and you'll use the money for tzedaka. The chiddush is that there's no kedushas haguf. Right, when you magdish something to the Beis Hamikdash, it's kedushas haguf. You can't be paid the chatas or shlamim.
This would be like Bedek
Abayis. It's like Bedek Abayis. There's no Kedush Haguf, right? And even though you are menad of something, the thing itself should be used by an ani, there's no din of Kedush Haguf, you could sell it. Because again, there's no Kedush Haguf on the object itself. Harezu, you said, I'm going to give this seller to an ani.
Yeah.
So the chiddush of this mechaber, this Ramah, the next mechaber, is that the thing itself has there's no significance in the thing itself. See, harizul lebedek habayis, so bedek habayis is mishanit. There's no need, there's no significance to the item itself. Even though he said harizul, but there's no significance to it. So the mele could be mishanit.
And if you lose it?
Okay. If you lose it, you don't have to pay. Because you have to keep your word, which is harizul, you're not mekabel achrayis. Right. Harry Zoom means I'm not Makabal Achrayis.
Right, but you can only have the Kedusha and you can change it around.
Because that's really, it's in the language. The Gemara says that in Rosh Hashanah you can have a case of Harry Olai, namely of Achrayis. The Gemara calls it also in the Dava. What?
Right.
Right, that's correct. You're right. It's
not allowed.
Right. It's correct. And the second part of the Mechabim, Shabali Yad Gabai, Osal Vaisai, once it comes to the Gabai has no right to lend it to anyone, Bein Beloi, Bein Lahacher, Bein Lagabai. You're not allowed to lend it, you have to get it to the Ani as soon as you can. If the Aniyim have some benefit in the Gabbai holding the money, the Gabbai doesn't give out every dollar he gets. He saves it up till he gets a significant amount. It's better for the Aniyim that way. Or it enables him somehow to do more for other people. Or to use it to raise other money. In those cases, Hari Gabbai Mutal Vaisalapaira. So it's saying is that once it comes to the Gabbai, we have rule, Yad Gabbai is Kiyad Ani. So the Gabbai, once it comes to the Gabbai, it's like the Ani has a Kinyan in it. We'll talk later about what type of Kinyan, but it's a Kinyan for the Aniyim. And once it's a Kinyan for the Aniyim, then the Yinala be Mishanit, unless it's a Tevis Aniyim. So we'll have to discuss that.
So
one second.
The Yad Gabbai creates a
kinyan
for the Aniyim, but the
Pushkin
itself doesn't.
We discuss what's the Pushkin. The Chulukin Day is about Pushkin. The last Ramah, let's just finish. The ain't Tzedakah kehegdish. This is why I told you before. The Mechabes Chiddush is that there's no guf hakedusha to the tzedakah. Ve'ein noisim v'noisim b'tzedakah ha'imedes l'chalek l'aniyim, ki im kesef v'kesef u'kiyaitzabai. You're not allowed to invest tzedakah money unless it stays liquid, it stays kesef v'kesef. Shema yavayu aniyim v'lo yelam ois l'chalek. Because if you can invest it and the ani comes, you won't have money to give him. Avot tzedakah she'ein ha'imedes l'chalek. Rak ha'keren ye'kayim. We had once earlier that there's an idea of an endowment where you put in money and the keren is kayim and the profit is used. Keren yehei kayim v'yoichu ha'peiros shari v'cheinai again, that you're allowed to invest. So the reason not to invest is only because of the fact that it might be needed for aniyim. So in a nutshell, we didn't learn any kulas here. In this sif, we really learned almost no kula. The kula is that if you didn't give it, you didn't give it away yet, you're allowed to use it and pay it back. So it's a kula. If you have money in your hand, you want to give it away to tzedakah, you go to the store, you're allowed to borrow it, you can use it in the store and pay back tzedakah other money. But it's not much in the way of a kula.
We're going to start talking administrative expenses.
One second.
You mail a check.
Yeah. What happens if you mail it, it didn't get there yet, it's on the way. It's not too much of a nafkamina. How are you going to go get it? What? So what's the shaila then? Hold on to the check. Hold on. Yeah, okay. It would be a shaila if you give a check to the gabbai. What the din is, I discussed with you in the past that in America, under American banking laws, you give a check, you haven't given money. All it is a pledge, and it's not giving money. So in America, you're allowed to stop a check without cause. So it's not giving money. In England, Israel, you know, it's a crime to stop a check without cause. It's different.
Cash in the mail.
Now.
Are you going to talk about Schluterine and Shaw? Is that these titles?
About what?
Schluterine and Shaw.
I would like to talk about all these things. I just want to go Beseder. If you look in Shach Aleph, that's where everything turns. Everything turns from, you can't be Mishana. If you learn Sif Aleph, there's no Shinuyim. If you learn Shach Aleph and then the Mechaber and Sif Beis, everything will suddenly change. The Shach Aleph says, and it doesn't sound like he's arguing, it says, Aval Lidvar Mitzvah Yochel Agabi Lishanois, Ken Dasa Rosh Vitor, Ken Kosova Taisvis, Vinivir Devir Mirik Shekei Nikr. What's Shach doing? Shach is saying that. Well, all this is talking, what? You want to be Mishanah to buy ice cream? Right? The Dvar Mitzvah is different. What were we talking about till now? It says, to a Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to be Mishanah. And that's the das of most of the Paiskim. So this needs an explanation. When it's Mutter, where it's Mutter. And you'll see shortly in Sif Beis that it talks about being Mishanah to something bigger. You'll remember the first Mishnah in the third parak of Megillah. You're allowed to sell a shul to buy a Sefer Torah, right? You're being mishanit from one thing to the next, as long as you go up. So obviously there are cases where it's mutter. So in order to explain this, I'd like to learn with you a rush, and then try to see how the lum this works. The rush in the first parak of Bava Basra, which is the sugya of tzedakah, the rush is Simon Chavtes in the rush, he has a stira. He asks that in the Gemara of Ha'omer Sel Azul Litzdaka Ashloi Bali De Gabai Rishay L'Shanaisa Rishabali Ad Gabai Asa L'Shanaisa. It says sort of categorically that you can't be Mishanit once it comes to the hand of the Gabai. That's a Gemara in Erech and Davav. The Gemara there in Bava Basra Dav Ches says Rishay B'nei Ha'ir Lases Kupa Tamchoi. So the Bnei Yair could take the kupa, which is a city collection for tzarchei aniyim, and change it to tamchoi, which is a tzarech for dafka food, or tamchoi kupa. And l'shadais l'chom ha'shiyirtzi, it could be mishanah to any tzarech aniyim that you want. So it sounds like a stira of the two sugyas. So the Rosh brings that the Rishayim dealt with the Kasha, and he brings two terutzim. He brings Rabbeinu Tam's teretz, which is that when it says the Rabbeinu Tam is the kula of this shach, he says when it says in Erech and Davov, till it comes to the Gaba, you can change it. When it comes to the Gaba, you can't. Here it's taka talking to change it to buy ice cream. Well, what's the case? I have money, I'm saying I'm going to give this to tzedakah. I get to the store and I have to buy groceries. Nothing to do with a mitzvah. I have to buy, I want to buy an ice cream. So mutal al vaysay, I'm allowed to borrow this money, spend it on my ice cream and pay it back later. Mishabali agabai osir, according to that. Mishabali agabai osir means shaloy ledvar mitzvah. It means when the gabai has it, the gabai is going into the store, so he can't take his tzedakah money and be mishan it. That's the Gemara there in Erech and Sogei Shaloi Ledvar Mitzvah. The Gemara of Rishon Bnei Yir Lasis Kupa Tavchei Kupa is talking in a case where it's a Dvar Mitzvah. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, we have this Kula of the Shach, that you're allowed to be Mishanit, the Gabbai is allowed to be Mishanit to something else. Now I want to remind you, there's an exception. I told you when we started, if you collect for a specific Adi, this doesn't apply. You collect it for a specific ani, you can't be a mishanit. We're talking here in Tamcho Yakupa, where it's for general tzarchei aniyim. So Rabbeinu Tam is very makel that you're allowed to be mishanit, and the isla shanaisa is when it comes to inyanei rishos.
What about
give money
to somebody
who
goes to
the store?
Give him any content
that's
about $100. So
you
can use it
for anything you want. He's the guy, right. If you give someone shliach mitzvah money, he's going to Eretz Yisrael, he's a gabbai, he's not allowed to borrow the money. He could change it for he could take $100 bill for all the singles and change it, but he has no, he's a gabbai. A gabbai has no right to be mishanet letzarchei atzmai. He can't borrow it.
The whole thing with Sibir here is that later on you have to give back, right?
The Gemara in Erechin is talking about giving back, it's talking about Dvar Rishus. Gemara in Bava Basra is talking about Dvar Mitzvah, and that...
Now, say, if it's a single person, it doesn't need to get... You're collecting for a single for a certain person, it doesn't need to get... You'd also be Mutal Shana, you say, then give it back.
For an individual person, you're not allowed to, and I'll explain why. When I get to the Gusmai Shal, you'll see why in a minute, in a few minutes. Let's give me a chance. All right, so this is Rabbeinu Tam Teretz, which he's following. The Rosh brings the Teretz of the Rihalevi, that who holds that who is more machmir. He says it's only mutter if in a case of kupa v'tamchoy, because by kupa and tamchoy it never runs out of money. Basically, if it runs out of money, they make a new gevia in the city. They have to raise money again. But the aniyim never, the tamchoy is never empty. It's something which typically, b'derech hateva, is always complete. What's the difference? So the real Levi holds that we judge by the das hanoisein. Someone who gives, if he gives to something, and it won't get there if you're mishanit, he's not happy. If he gives to something, and it will be, if you're going to spend it on a different tzarech tzedakah, the kupa, the tamchoy won't be lacking. So in that case, it's mutter. So the Rei Halevi is a much bigger machmir in this inyan. And the Shulchan Aruch Lashon, it's impossible to see how he holds. He brings just the Lashon HaGemara. The Shach and the Shari Ephraim and the Chochmas Adam Paskin like the Shach, the Shari Ephraim with a big Arichus, which means that it changes very dramatically to a kula instead of a chumra. That is a heta l'shanoisai, if base will say it has to be not ma'ilam b'kedusha v'lai meridin, but otherwise there is a mutter to be, there is a heter for the gabai to be mishana from a tzedakah to a tzedakah. Now I just want to point out to you, it comes out a very strange thing. Listen, but you have to chap what I'm saying. If I have money in my hand and I say I'm giving it to Keren Aniyim, to a certain tzedakah, if I just say I'm giving it to tzedakah, I can pick any tzedakah I want. So I'm giving it to Keren Aniyim. It will come out like this. I'm allowed to borrow it to buy my groceries and pay back. But But I'm not allowed to be mishanet l'chalutin, to permanently be mishanet, I have no right. Because the Gemara says mutal l'shanaisai, and Rashi and Taisa say it means only temporarily. Once it gets to the Gabbai has no right to use it for his groceries, l'alvaisai, but he has a right to be mishanet to a different staka. It comes out a hepuch of the in halacha, I'm not saying it's a kasha, I'm just saying it comes out as a queer twist in the halacha, which probably has to do with the das ha-minadev, with the das of the minadev. He himself is allowed to borrow it, but other people are not allowed to borrow it. It just comes out this strange sort of a twist. Yeah. Okay, so explaining the reason for it. Okay, good. The Shach apparently holds that he's allowed to, as long as it's Ma'al Makadish Falai Merit. If it's given, it would seem, if it's given for Tzarchei Yerchai, you'd not be Mishanet Tzarchei Yeracheres. Given Tzarchei Kroivim, you can be Mishanet Tzarchei Rechaikim. Within the rules, you're allowed to be Mishanet.
Why
did
the Gabbai Mishanet stuff? Why did there should be made that stuff?
What? Why isn't the Shibui made? So what does it mean, that tzedakah? The aniyim or the tzedakah? Tzedakah. So the question is, if there's such a thing as the tzedakah. A Ramesha has a tshuva. It's interesting tshuva. It's written to Rav Gedalia Shor in 1940. It's sad when you read it. Rav Shor says they collected clothing to send to Europe. And when the war broke out, they were unable to send the clothing to Europe. So he asked Rav Moshe what to do with it. From the tshuva, you see, he asked, should I sell it and put away the money? Should I save the begadim? Should I be a mishana? He asked Rav Moshe what to do. I'll tell you first this psak. Rav Moshe says to send it to other similar aniyim. He says to send it to Eretz Yisrael, where there are aniyim with the clothing. But to have in mind that, we know tragically it never happened, but he writes, to have in mind that when you're allowed to send the clothing to Europe, when the war ends, that you'll do it like Kupa V'Tamchoi, where you'll be able to reimburse it. Like the Ria Levi said, that with his anticipation, you'll be able to get it back, that you'll get it back. So that was Rav Moshe's psak to be mishanit. But he was chayshush that you should still be able to find a way to be able to reimburse that particular tzairach as it was. In his tshuva, Rav Moshe has an analysis of how you look at dinei tzedakah, and I think it's a yesod in many of the shailas. Says there are two dinim. There's issa v'heta dikadin, hilchit tzedakah, and then there's dinei chayshem mishpat. Dinei chayshem mishpat. Now there's a fundamental difference between Dinei Issa V'Heter and Dinei Chayshe Mishpat. In Issa V'Heter, we go Basarayv. We go by Basar B'Chalav, we go Basarayv. In all halachis of Ben Adam Lamakim, you go Basarayv. By Mamin, we have a rule that Ein Hoyokin B'Mamayin Achar Harayv. So Rav Moshe makes a distinction. He says that the reason that you're allowed to be Mishana from one tzedakah to another, the reason for the Shach's Heter is an umdina that Rav Minadvim would agree to it. Rav Minadvim would agree to give the Gabbai the leeway that if he sees a tzedakah that can need to be Mishana, that you're allowed to do it. Not every Minadvim would do it, but Rav Minadvim would agree to such a thing, as long as you're not going down B'Kedusha. However, when you're giving for a particular ani, specific aniyim. So the halach is yad gabai ki yad ani. So the gabai is zaycha for that ani. Once he's zaycha for an individual ani, even if Rav Minadvim would say, I don't mind if you're mishana, ain't halacha b'mamon achar harayv. And therefore, meiser ani lo isay ani, you can't be mishana because you don't have 100% that the person will be masking. So therefore, you can't be Mishan. It's a lumdish explanation of a very glatt, it comes out a very glatt thing. Then when it's for specific adi, it's already dina chayshu mishpat, a specific chabura of adiim, so it's already chayshu mishpat tikadin. But Shankan calls a man that it's not specific, it's in isavatadin. I want to just add, I'm not sure, let's say somebody says, if you give money to Karen Aniyim, and instead of Karen Aniyim, he wants to give it to, let's say, Taim Cheshavis. Let's say two tzedakis that do very similar things. So, what do you say? Is that called a shinoi? Is he being Mishana? He's being Mishana in the Hanoi, he gives the Gaboim. The Gaboim like, everybody likes that his tzedakah should be successful. He's putting kaiches into it. In the Machne Ephraim, in Dinei Tzedakah, Zayin, he seems to say that it's not a problem. If you have money, even though the Yachid is not allowed to be Mishana, the Shach only says that Gabay can be Mishana, but he says it's not a Shinoi. You're giving Taniyim, you call it Karen Aniyim, or you call it Tanchei Shabbos, it's the same idea. As long as it's a similar thing. I don't know if you say one yeshiva, you give it another yeshiva, I'm not sure. If it's also the same thing. But that's his kula. Kula has a big shiva. One is food, and one is other needs. Right. Okay, that's what the Machne Ephraim is saying. If you give me to the same aniyim a different way, it's the same thing. Okay, so what we got out of Sif Aleph is, as I said, if you learn the Machaber, you don't see really very much that you can do, except that you can borrow while it's in your pocket. And if you learn the Shach, Sif Katan Aleph, then you have it, yeah. And investing it, yeah. So we have to judge if they made a bad investment. Any shomer goes by dinei shomer. Tzedakah is the same thing. Shomer chinam is chayiv on certain things, and the shomer gnev aveda, shomer sachar is chayiv. But now let's do mezuyim. I don't know, when people tell me they have an investment, they're getting a certain percentage, which makes no sense, to me it sounds like a pshia. You know, I'm an outsider, I don't know from these things. And when people tell me, you can invest here and you get, they guarantee you 15%. So I tell them, it's baloney. Say, what do you mean? He got. So I don't know, I'm a very cynical person when it comes to these things. And I would think it's a pshia. How could it be a pshia? All these very brilliant people lost money there. So I don't know what to tell you. It's funny, I just got an email last night from somebody that a certain person there at Yisrael who learns Bechavrusa of Chaim Kanievsky, and he raises money. So I said, they asked me about it about a year ago. I called Reb Chaim's family and they said he doesn't learn Bechavrusa with them, and he never did. Right? He never did. So I say, well, he's saying he did. He said he used to come in sometimes and tell Reb Chaim the Chaburi he's going to say in Yeshiva, tell in Yeshiva. So Reb Chaim, like, listened while he was chazing the Yerushalmi in his mind, you know, he chazes it. So he tells me. So I told to this person, so this person emails me back, how do we stop people from scamming people that they, you know, from doing these scams? I said, people don't have seichel. He lives in Yerushalayim, he lives in Bnei Brak. You think somebody who's on the level to be a chavrusa or a Chaim Kanievsky is going to spend 3 hours a day traveling back and forth? The whole thing is absurd. It's a ridiculous thing. If Reb Chaim learned b'chavrusa with everybody who claims he learns with him b'chavrusa, it would be a maifus. You know. Yeah. Didn't maifus
money? Is when he borrows the money after the
shalosh
gone to pay
to be no, the halacha of Baal Ta'acher is not mekayim until he gives it.
No, he gave it and he borrowed it.
No, if he gives it, he can't borrow it. But he can't borrow it once it comes to the Gabbai. Only when it's still Biyoda, he can borrow it, right?
Even though
it's
not
Biyoda, he has to give it back. Right. I should add, Darach HaShulchan says that there are many tzedakas today that also do loans, and that's Al Das Kain. It's given Al Das, it could be a Gemach. So gemachs are gemachs, but otherwise they're not. Yeah. When people give me money to take to Eretz Yisrael, whoever gives me shleich mitzvah money, I tell them bli neder. If I remember, I remember. If not, not. that way, I try to remember, don't get me wrong, but that way, you know, shyly, you borrow it, you use it, you know, it's not a shop. Okay, so this is Sif Aleph, yeah.
Could a guy ask someone so that Zdaka was intended? I'm on your son. I'm on your son so far, they're doing okay. More money came in, and there's a greater term that's immediate. Does a guy have reshus from the menachem to ask the intended purpose? Can we not give it to you now for another purpose, and we'll make it up for you, to you in the future? Does he have that reshus?
If he's given a specific ani, then he has reshus, yeah. Let's see, Pesachei Tshuva Beis, interesting Shaila. Pesachei Tshuva Beis, I'm Bereit Yashor Marit, Pesachei Shal Siakim, which is Beis Ephraim, Nishal Inyaki Yaitabai, B'misha Haya Chayla. Somebody was sick, he was dying. B'tzivah L'bnei Beis, Eilitim B'gadav L'plaini Ani Kraivai. So he's dying, so apparently he didn't have that much to give away. So he said, give my clothing to Plaini the Ani, my Karev. B'shuv Hivri, Nebuch, he got better. So he says, I'm going to hold on to the clothing. And I want to give the value to the ani. It sounds like a no-brainer, no? I have a begadim. And now I want to give the money to the ani, b'loy das ani. Daite lahachmir, shetzerach lite gufa chefetz la'ani, b'loy mahani nesinas hadavarim. Ayin sham. Nesinas hadamim. It doesn't help to give cash instead. Now there, he apparently holds that the ani was kinda with amira l'gvaya k'masir lahed. Yet I mentioned Iran, the Kedushin says amira l'gvaya k'masir lahed. It applies to cheftzei tzedakah. So he apparently holds that since he said a specific ani, that the ani was already kinda, and once the ani was kinda, you can't buy it from him without asking him. So since he was kinda, it's funny. No. Shchem Erasim Atonatu, not an ani. We're talking about an ani. An ani, we say, Amira Gavaya Kabisir Lahedya. That's the Rana Kedushin says that, he's Medaik the Mishnah, Chav Chesel Medbeis, that, Amira Lagvaya is by Aniyim also, Kabisir Lahedya. So even though you said Aniya, it's nothing to do with Shchem Erasim. Shchem Erasim, even you give Matana to anybody. But here we're talking about giving to Aniyim. So even a healthy person who plans to live another 100 years, there's no difference.
So that's when he's not dying.
Is
the
matanah
is
first?
No.
By man shchimera, you're right. It's not a man shchimera. This is a matanah chayla. Can be matanah there. That's a cherev. You have to ask the person. If you promise by tzedak in general, you can be matanah there. If you promise to an individual, it's adas acherim. You have to do it. I'm not sure if this is called that. If it's called that's a cherem, there's no atarus nadarim for that's a cherem. We say atarus nadarim chutzma nadarim sheyefsha la'atiran. Who says? You really? It doesn't say anything about an ani? Are you sure? Are you sure it doesn't say anything about an ani? I can show you differently. Look, there's a Pesachei Tshuva in Reish Nun Tes of Cotton Bays. Okay. What? It's a Cotton Gimel, I'm sorry. I agree it's a Chiddush, what should I say? What was it, Bays? I'm sorry, it was Bays, yeah. The Kenyan, if you hold that meal, like the Kenyan is right away, but it has to be a specific ani, not Karen Ani.
No, in this case, it would be even the law giving it at that point.
Our Sif Beis. Tzedakah ishis nadvu litzorech beis hakneses. Tzedakah that was given for the purpose of a shul. A litzorech beis ilmim. Or for the tzorech of a cemetery. Yechaylem b'nei yo'ir l'shanay sam l'tzarech beis ha-medrish. So machlokes in the Gemara, I think Rav Yechanan and Rav Nachman, if what's bigger kedusha, beis ha-kneses or beis ha-medrish, what's more tefilo, teiro tefila, and we pass Rav Yechanan that beis ha-medrish is a higher level of tzedakah. So to a higher level, I Talmud Torah, afilu imabaylim ma'akfin. Even if the baylim are ma'akiv, they really don't want to do it. Aval loyim Talmud Torah l'tzar beisach nesus, but not in the reverse direction. It's also. Now there's a long Ramah, but let's learn Shach Dalit. No, but it's certainly tzedakah. I said if it's not needed, it might not be. Yeah, but it's, we had the Mechaber said that Beis HaKnesses is also. The question was if it's Meiser, that's what you're remembering.
Right.
We had a question if it's Meiser, right. But he's not talking about Meiser, he's not about tzedakah. Right. We had a question if Meiser is only Asakas HaTayr and Aniyim or not, but tzedakah it is. So, Sishach Dalid, B'tshuva Sarash Atzmoy, Klal Yugimel Simi Yudala, Messiahim. Umishum hazmana ain lesser. Dafilamadi amazmana milsihi. Now what's hazmana? The shah de gemara if hazmana milsihi. Meaning, let's say you prepare something for anything, for a shul, for a bima. It talks about a klah for a sefer Torah. If you prepare things, the sugi of hazmana milsihi. So gemara is mechalik between guf hakedusha. By Guf HaKedusha, we say as mother. Guf HaKedusha means the Torah, the tefillin, or mezuzahs themselves, the cloth or the ink of Guf HaKedusha, we say as mother milsahi. All other things, we say hazmona lav milsahi. If you prepare something to use, the Gemara even says for a mace, it's also about no, once you use it, hazmona lav milsahi. Prepare a shulchan to be a bima, you prepare a building to be a shul, until you daven there the first time, we say hazmana lav milsehi hani mili ba'irig beged lames. That's for example someone who weaves a beged for a mace. Aval hai, so even there's a machlaikis. Aval hai kitevi la'arig davi. But the Gemara says if you weave a beged for a mace, a shalav hazmana. But if you make threads to weave to make into a beged for a mace, that's called tevi la'arig. It's a step away. It's a hazmana for hazmana. Kuliyam la milsehi akan l'shein derash. He's saying the same thing, money for a shul, hazmana la milsi. A building for a shul, that's hazmana, it's a machlaik, hazmana milsi. But not money for a building. But tzarchia, I feel I have hazmana mal, he's saying good kasha. He's saying, even let's say the hazmana is something. What's the difference? You're allowed to be mishana, even if it's already a shul, to a higher level. You'll have to turn a basic nesses into a basic medrash. He's a bishas. It's Barbara Chaim Kuvn and Gimel. Boy, davade bechai gamna sheichinu amois havalei hegdish mal yisa. If you're going to, the rush is coming with a din of asman alav milsehi because money is tevi larig dami. But if you prepare money, it's nothing. Im loy kein. If it's mamish nothing, afilu kedusha kala shari. So he's there kash on the rush. The rush says he can be mishan of the money because it's asman alav milsehi. So he's asking two kashas. He's asking, first of all, that even if it's hazmana, you're allowed to go to a higher kedusha. And second of all, if it's not hazmana, you should be allowed to go to a lower kedusha. Because Mashu Baruch Haim Kuf Nun Gimel, Chelas Mitzvah Sarash Simin Nun Gimel Danzal Shainim Taima Shigavu Ma'is Bum Dei Pesach Nes Beis Hamedrash. You're looking to say for Taira. Am I Mishana Lo Yisam Kedusha Kal Kedusha Chamura Harei Adayin Lo Yishtamish Ben Hegdish. So he has the kasha. V'chino Adam Rina Mishigili Ad Gabay Osel Shanoisai. Hari ain't shom el hazmana levad. It's have to be an isla shanaisai. Yeshloimer. The gevias amois the knesses oile medrish maisa mamishu v'lay hazmana. This is teretz. Teretz is that it's not hazmana. V'chin kosev habach barachayim v'tur v'yisiyasi v'levi yisim divrei tshuva sarosh elu v'tzarachim. Saying like this. The rosh in tchilas devarav is dan as hazmana milsi. But at the end he says that no, when a person collects money, the collecting of money, that itself is more than a hazmana, it's a guf hakedusha. And once it's a guf hakedusha, you can only go up and go down. So saying like this, hazmana la milsi. Hazmana, you prepare money for to give to a shul, hazmana la milsi, it's nothing. But when there's a gevias kesef, that's already more than a hazmana, because it didn't like the shul itself, and that's why it can go up and not go down. What? Yeah, got it. Right. So the Magen Avraham is matmi on the shach. The Magen Avraham, Kuftan Gimel, Sifik, Sifkat Nehei, brings the shach. And he says he doesn't understand. What's he saying? That when a person collects money, that's more than hazmana. It's a maisa gufa. It's more than a hazmana. What's the case in the Gemara? You remember the Gemara in... the Gemara is telling you, you built a shul already. You spent money, you built a shul. It's standing. And now... we say hazmana lav milsi till you daven the first time. So there, it's a bigger maisa than collecting the money. He says he doesn't understand. How could you say that's not hazmana? Even if it's a maisa gomor, if it's it's only a. What do you mean? No, I'm talking about the kedusha of that building. The kedusha of that building. But we say hazmana lav, the rush, the shach is saying in the rush, that since you went through the effort of collecting, it's more than hazmana milsa. It's already a gufa kedusha. He says, but it's not so. Even if you built a shul, it's not. He's matmiya. So the Mishnah Brura, it's interesting. It could change it to a high kedusha, right? It's true, but the kasha is on the Rosh's explanation. The kasha is that if it's only a hazmana, you should be allowed, we pass hazmana mil, so you should be allowed to change it to a smaller kedusha. Why, if you hold, the Rosh says that money is no more than hazmana. So then what's pshat in the Shulchan Aruch that you can't go to a lower kedusha? You should be allowed to go to a lower kedusha. That's the question. So it's interesting, you know, the Velt says that at the Mishnah Brura hid his lomdis in his pashtus. You know, read a Mishnah Brura, it reads Geshmirt, and you don't know the whole background of it. Mr. Brewer says, "Gladly here in the shul, we had a shaila. When the building went up, and it was cinder blocks, there had to be a decision on how big the opening for the ladies' section should be. So one day, all the whole brain trust of the shul came, and we were in the building, and it was just a cinder block building. And looking at it, trying to figure out, you know, how big to make the opening. So we're ready there, it was an afternoon. We said, you know what, let's daven mincha here. So we daven mincha. We daven the mincha, it was a cinder block shell. And the roof wasn't even, I don't remember if the roof was up. And we davened. So that took it out of hazmana. The cinder blocks already became Beis HaKnesses. We were wondering. And it was not Afkamina, because we kept it in Beis HaKnesses. So let me read to you the Mishnah Brura, how the Mishnah Brura deals with it. It's going in the Shulchan Aruch. The Kedushin Aruch says the same thing. It says if you bought bricks for a building, so chola kedushas damim aleitzim vavanim also lashnoi sarak kedusha chamura. Same kasha, right? If you have money or you have bricks, you only allowed to change your kedusha chamura. Why? So the Mishnah Brura is the same kasha that the Shach is dealing with. Avgav demuchel lekamon. I feel when banu l'shem beis hakness has been a dafkes shespalu lubay. Even if you already built it, has no kedusha till you daven there. Of a kozman shloy yespalu lubay yachal l'shanay say does mara la milsi. So what's going on? What's going on? The same exact kasha the shach and the Magen Avraham are dealing with. He says hasa mayri shloy nasa beis hakness aide gvias mois shagavu letzarchem ibnei ha'ir. Ela shakano hakol hakahol mimois chulin shagavustam. Says that whole sugya that if you build a shul until you daven the first time you're allowed to be mishanit. Listen to this: is telling they didn't collect tzedakah money. The community has money, and they built a shul. Let's say the government, the city government has money, and they give you money to build the shul. A shakolach and hevi etiv avana yabonu beis haknesses. Or like by Elisha with his talmidim, they went out, they chopped wood, and they built a shul. They didn't collect tzedakah for it. They went and they built it. Avol kshenigva mois al zeb ibnei ha'ir v'aday da'os l'shanoisai afil dain lo yispal lo yiklum v'chenim yesh adayim mois ha'gaviyo eitzim v'avonim shakonu mehem k'ma shepasik ha'mechaber v'atam. And what's the reason for this? Yesh ha'imim mishum dekvar bali de gabai it already came lidei gabai, and once it bought lidei gabai, you're not allowed to be mishanet. Hamagin Avram kasev atam, the kivon shenigvu hamois b'bnei yir letzara peis haknesses, yesh b'zoyin achar kachem yishanu lahirad as kedusha. And Avram says a new reason. The first reason, because it's already money, the shach doesn't agree with. The shach says you're allowed to be mishanet when it's bought lidei gabai. So Magen Avram, who's matmi on this, he says a new pshat. Now this pshat needs a hesber. Listen to what he says. He says, "Kivan shegavu amoyis neil serbeis agnes yesh bezayin achechem shenu loyrida lekedusha." Even though Asman alav will see, she'd be allowed to go to a lesser kedusha as long as it's a tzedaka tzairach. It's a bezayin of who? Yesh bezayin achechem shenu. It's a bezayin for the tzibur. Bezayin for the shul. That's what he means. So once the building is built from tzedakah money, it's a bezayin. That's what he's saying. Even to be mishanet down. So stama building. We should first say it like this. If people went and they just built a shul and they didn't use it yet, you're allowed to lower it. You're allowed to go from Beis HaMedrash to Beis HaKnesses. You're allowed to go to a different to a tzedakah building. And that's mutter. If you collected tzedakah money, and the tzedakah money was set for the building of a shul, so there to be mishanet, yesh b'zayin achach yishenu l'ayirada b'kedusha. To put it to a low kedusha is a b'zayin. What? Who's b'zayin? Who's b'zayin? The tzibra's b'zayin.
Otherwise,
if it's the building, so what's the difference how it came? So it's a b'zayin of the menandvim. That's what he says.
But if
We're coming to answer a kasha. The mechaber here in Siv Beis is very shver.
Yeah.
So it's just nadvu. What are you talking about? Even the shul is built, you're allowed to go down. So what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, in truth, is he brings it from Beis Yosef. The Mishnah Berurah is saying that Yena Mishnah in Megillah, and when we learned Masechtas in Megillah, we didn't learn this way. Yena Mishnah in Megillah, it says you're allowed to go up, you're not allowed to go down. It's not talking the way we build shuls and yeshivas today. Today we do a campaign, we raise money. It's not even talking about that. It's talking, someone has a shtiebel in his house, so he sets aside a room to be a shul. So then he's allowed to be mishanet. He can go, Hasmon al Amelsi, he can be mishanet. But he said when you collect tzedakah for a specific reason of a shul, then you're not allowed to be mishanet. It's a bazayin. So I can't mean a bazayin to the building. It must mean a bazayin to the menadvim that you went out and collect for a shul. You didn't build a shul. It's a bazayin.
It shouldn't be overridden by the
Zion. It's not overridden. Hasmana remains 5 milsa. Tini hasmana 5 milsa. There's a separate cheshbin. You can't go make a campaign to raise money for a shul. And then where's the shul? It's no place. You know, if you're Maila Biktusha, you could do it. But to be Maila Biktusha, I can understand. Yeah, it would be a scandal, no? It wouldn't be a scandal.
Taking
Musr. Bizayin is halacha. If a vows is someone, you got to pay him, right? B'zayin is halacha also, vice versa. I don't know. Pay no shame, right? Okay. All right, so this is... So what comes out? Comes out like this. In the guf hadin, you're not allowed to be mishana tzedakah. We have here two things. The shach, who says that dvar mitzvah shari, that you're allowed to do a dvar mitzvah b'tanai, that there was no kinyan for that name, as we said earlier. And then we have in Sif Beis also a tremendous chiddush. This chiddush, the way the Shach explains it, or the way the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah brings, that once you collect money for a tzairach, you can't go down b'kedusha. You can only go up in kedusha. That means we have to say Shach Aleph. When it's said in Shach Aleph, Avodvar Mitzvah Chagavah L'Shanaisai, we have to say Chutz May if you're married to the kedusha. If you're going to a lower kedusha, Shach Aleph doesn't apply. It's a qualification of the first shach. Okay, so this is the basic theme of Shinui Tzedakah. Let's learn the Ramah. If you turn the page, the Ramah says a few more gedarim. Dafka b'dikla mecha shaliya lem sipuk l'tama tayra. Even to be mishana from a shul to a beis hamedrash or talmud Torah is only if there's a need. Abu b'makir shebnei yair misapkin l'talmud Torah in a place where the yeshivas make it. You know, v'inishvi, eventually they make it. V'im yitziu elu amois l'tzara beis haknesses yitnu mois achem l'tamatayuk shitzruchu, mutter. So the yeshiva needs money, and you have money for a shul. If the yeshiva b'derech hateva will raise money, well, it's always the shulei k'derech hateva. Means if their mahalach is that they raise money, so then you shouldn't be mishana even to be ma'ala b'kedusha. Vafilu when bebakim she'asal l'shanais, even a place you're not allowed to be mishana, ainin tzrichin l'davar she'nadar. Let's say they raise money for something, and now there's no need for it. Kugoyin shehigdish karka livnais ala besamedish vein yachayim livnais miyad. Let's say he said, put away land that should build a Beis HaMedrash. And they can't build, they didn't get permission. Eina misnadi v'yochel la'azabai, el ya'imid kach ad sheyivnu aleha. He was magdish of her Beis HaMedrash, so as long as it's possible it'll happen, he has to wait till it happens. V'chozeh v'makim shei minig yadua bi'ir. Av'makim shei no'yegin. Shagabi abini'ir mishanu l'chamashe yirtzu. In a place with a minig. That doesn't mean they do it clandestinely, but it means that the gabbai is allowed to be mishana. I feel of a makim shenayigim she'odam mesim ezedava bebeis haknesses. He can say for Torah a klay kesef ukedaima. In a place where the minig is, you give something to shul. By us, it's mostly sefer Torah. Everything else you give to a shul basically stays with the shul. The minig is you give a sefer Torah. The person usually retains ownership of the sefer Torah because yirtz a chayzav alaychay. And the minig is, if you want it, you move away, you take your Sefer Torah with you. You can't sell Sefer Torah, but Yarev and the Chasav, you sell it. Actually, you could sell Sefer Torah for two things, for Lomay Torah and Elisa Isha. So, Hochin Achar HaMinig, the Cholam Magdish, Cholam Mikade, Cholam Magdish, Adai to the Minig who Magdish. Anybody who gives something to a shul or an institution, does it al das haminig v'leiv best in masnav zeh uvovat shiyehei mina kavua. Now I can't think besides a sefer Torah, you donate something to a shul. Anything else that people give to a shul, I think they give l'chalutin. Somebody gives a pareches. Someone gives. You say I'm moving away. I want to take the pareches with me. There's no mina kavua. And when you donate a pareches, you keep the pareches. So I think nowadays everything you give to a shul is not al is now das. It belongs to the shul. Except, I think a sefer Torah people have the minhag to keep. Okay, that's the sif gimel. Mekomakim histam magdish beferish la yisharnu hegdeisha v'leyeh kayach b'zeh pshita shasal shanaisai. Of course, any tanai that's made, a tanai always stands, and for that there's no shaila. Lei bezer masnalei means that it's an automatic tanai that doesn't mean a specific bezer. It's an expression of lei bezer masnalei. So I want to tell you, I have an interesting shaila on this topic. That's Yemid al HaPerek. In the summer I had a very, I had a very strange experience. There was a lady going down to Gaza, and she needed some money. They were going door to door. Okay, I know the lady, a very honest, sincere woman, was going down, and she needed money. So I gave her a check for either $2,000 or $3,000, and I told her, I'll send an email to the shul. I'm sure I'll get $2,000 or $3,000. So I gave her the check, and she went. You know, there's an Eretz Yisrael in every apartment building. There's someone who cashes it for you, and she took it. So I sent out an email to the shul. So 3 hours later, I checked the email. So I have a message from Mayor Gelman that so far came in $33,000. So I immediately sent out an email. Stop. You know, Hamlocha. I sit down. We're going to do $33,000. You know. So it ended up being, I think, $44,500 by the time we stopped it, that actually came in. So now the shaila is what exactly to do. What was the purpose? During the wartime, it was a big thing. Now to just go around giving food to soldiers is not a legitimate tzedakah tzarah. So there were certain sort of major things that we did, and after everything was finished, we're left with approximately $4,000. So now, I don't know if I could be Mishana. Why do people give so much money? It was a wartime. They meant to give something specific. So what do I do with the money that's left? So I figured I'll take, there were a handful of menagerim that gave large amounts of money. So I figured I'll go to the four largest menagerim and give them back $1,000. I have to give it to a tzedakah. But I'll give it back to them and tell them to do, you know, I gave al das kain and there's no tzairich. But then I'm wondering, is that so? I have to prorate it. You know, this guy gets 60 cents and that guy gets $12. And I'm not sure how to do it. So I don't know. What do you say?
Send
everyone an email. That's the thing, Michael, maybe. I'm not sure. What? I don't want to be Megalim B'nai Brak that I send money to soldiers. It's Rechai won't mind. Rechai won't mind. Don't worry about everybody else. It's,
But they have the same way said that. Are the people by fault that you do whatever you want with them? They do another stuff?
Maybe I should do it that way. How? I didn't let them just spend the money I think they wanted. They started spending on every day. I didn't let them spend it just on bringing, you know, bringing a falafel to the soldiers. It wasn't. It's very interesting the way it works. It's a separate discussion. But anyway, okay, so we learned the basic dinim of Shinui Tzedakah. I want to tell you, I saw an interesting gig with Smaisha. Here in Shul, we sold, you know, we built a shul, you sell the bima, you sell the Ner Tamid, right? At the end, instead of putting plaques on every little thing, they made one big plaque outside. So it bothered me whether it's kedin, it's not kedin. I feel if people see it, if they're makbid, they'll say so. It's actually true in the Gesmeishen, you're in Archaim Chela Gimel, and he says you're allowed to do it. He says the umden das of the Naisen is that you're allowed to be Mishana. Now the din of putting a name on something you donate is Sif Gimel, so, you know, as they always said in Yeshiva, we'll learn it next year. I'm still sitting on it. I started asking these four people, and now I'm having second thoughts if that's if it's kedin.